Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of our week going through a little bit of the second letter, so the second book, the second letter to Timothy. And we talked about earlier, if you want a little background, maybe go listen to Monday's show, how Paul is in prison and he's going to get executed very soon. I think that's a key thing. We've read a lot of letters from Paul in which he's in prison because it seems like he's in prison a lot. And so this is his second imprisonment and he'll be executed under Nero. And he knows that he's close and he's offering himself. He says, I'm offering myself as a libation. Why? So that I can gain the crown of righteousness. And so he's offering himself up to the Lord and he's writing to Timothy, his spiritual son, who's leading a big church. And some of the topics that we've touched on, I think, are really, really important because as we've discussed, this is a time of stress. The time that Paul is writing, he's saying the culture is going crazy. The church is going crazy. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of pleasure, disobedient, puffed up, conceited, all these different things. And people will be listening to unsound doctrine. All these different things will be happening. They'll be following myths. And he's saying, Timothy, what should you do? And again, I want to push home the importance that Paul is instructing, not just from afar. He's not saying, I don't know you, but here's what you should do. Paul is not giving an opinion. He's writing a pastoral letter to somebody that he loves and that he's poured into. And here, friends, is where I want to give you a challenge. As you're listening to this show, as you're walking with Jesus, you might be saying, I'm not Paul, so I don't have little disciples. I'm not discipling anybody. But we should all be walking with others. The Christian, the Catholic, doesn't just go to church, sit in the pews, and then solely equip ourselves so that we alone can live a godly life. We're meant to walk together. And we should have older people who are walking with us, who are helping us with our blind spots, who we're sharing life with, and we should be inviting other people into our life. If the only person that knows what I'm struggling with is in the confessional, that's not good. If the only people who are seeing my joys are, I'm the only one celebrating my joys, that's not good. If I'm not letting people into our suffering, that's not good. We need to learn, particularly in the 21st century, how to yoke our lives together again as believers. And for Paul, this is the heart of what he's pushing Timothy into. He's able to speak into Timothy's life because he has a relationship with him. Because he shared what's going on in his suffering. Timothy has traveled with him. He's seen his highs. He's seen his lows. And so the question, as we get into God's word today, the question from yesterday that I want to bring into today is, who are you walking with? Who are you opening your life to? Who is seeing your teaching, your conduct, your aim in life, your faith, your sufferings? And if you're in a place where you're like, I want people to see my teaching, I want people to see how I am on the outside, but I don't want people to see how I am on the inside, that's a problem because there's something wrong with the integrity of our lives. And yeah, we're not perfect, but there's something wrong with the integrity of our lives that we're not willing to open up to others. And so, friends, ask the Holy Spirit, pray, who am I walking with? Who am I sharing my life with? Because that's what Paul did with Timothy. And that's what we need to do with others. So let's go ahead and we're going to pray Psalm 117. It's a really short psalm today. And then we have a hard, convicting word from Paul to take up today as we're in the middle of our week. So if you'll join me in Psalm 117, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Lord, your faithfulness and your love endures forever. Your love is so great, and we receive that love. Wherever we're at today, we receive that love. And I ask right now, Lord, that you would give us the docility to be obedient to you, to submit to you. That this word that we're about to hear, it's going to be convicting, it's going to be challenging, but that you would allow this word to confront us so that we may grow, so that everyone may see our teaching, our conduct, our aim in life, our faith, our steadfastness, our joy, our sufferings, all of it may just be on display, not for our glory, but for your glory. And we ask all of this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and read the passage again from 2 Timothy chapter 3. And then we're going to get into our next little section. Now you have observed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions, my sufferings, what befell me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. Yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceivers and deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So we're moving on from Paul saying, look at my life, right? Remember what you've seen in the life that I have witnessed to you. Remember, I've shown you my sufferings, and follow in how I've handled persecution, follow in how I've handled suffering. And then look at verse 12, friends. This is tough. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Hear me again. All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Will be persecuted. Every single person who desires to walk in the way of the Lord. Paul is saying this from prison. He's saying, I'm following Christ and I've been persecuted. He's saying the guarantee, other than eternal life, other than hope in Christ, is you will be persecuted. And one of the problems is that we're living in this time of such soft Christianity where we're like, oh, it's such a fun adventure to follow God, and that's how I'm invited into the faith. And so I come in and then I fall and I fail because I'm saying, why does my life not look how I want it to? Why don't I have what I want? Why am I suffering? Why is this hard? Why do I still have that ache in me? I thought following Jesus, all of this was going to go away. And so often, we desire to live a godly life without suffering and without persecution. And God is not saying, okay, I'm just a maniac. I'm just a menace. And so if you follow me, you better get ready to get whooped. That's not the case. But we live in a fallen world. We live in a world that's on its way to being redeemed, but it's not redeemed. So what happens is we begin to follow Christ and we become new creations. And we begin to live in the power of the Holy Spirit as new redeemed creations. And as we walk in that, we come into contact with the power of darkness that is ruling over a fallen world. And so a disordered energy, that's what death is, right? It's energy, it's powers that aren't submitted to the authority of God, begins to brush up against with the newness, with the power that is in us. And it can't stand it. Evil cannot stand for good to go and to spread. And so it comes against you. And friends, when you come as a new creation, the powers of darkness will come against you. That's what persecution is. It's not God setting you up for failure. And so because you've been redeemed, and if you want to live a godly life, you better expect opposition. Be ready for opposition. Peter says, don't be surprised if a fiery ordeal comes upon you. This is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And friends, not in a way that's like, oh, we're going to be persecuted, but we have to be ready. And this is why many, many, many are apostatizing in this time. Why many are leaving the church, because they're facing this persecution. They're facing being canceled by the culture. They're facing being fired from their jobs, or even deeper, they're facing, I can't line up these desires of my heart. I can't line up the sinful desires that I have. They won't go away. I'm discouraged. I want to live sexually how I want to live. I want to do what I want to do, and I don't want to come under the authority of God. And so my flesh is throwing off what I think I believe. And so then I just end up leaving, because it's easier to flow with the world and flow with the culture. Many, their love is growing cold because they're not prepared for what is to come. They're not prepared that this isn't easy. It's worth it. It's simple. It's straightforward. It is worth it. And he is with you. And it is the truth. But it is not easy to follow the Lord. Not because he's saying, I want it to be hard for you, but because we're walking toward Calvary and toward a new life in Christ against the powers of darkness. So that word is hard enough in itself. But he says, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceivers and deceived. And so sometimes it looks like godly people are being punished, and it looks like worldly people are flourishing. Because it's like, why are those people in the world? That person's not struggling with finances. That person doesn't have the suffering that I have, and they don't even love God. But what's happening and what we don't see is that the deception of sin compounds itself. There's a progressive nature of sin. Sin, unrepentant sin, never stays static. It worsens. It worsens. And so deceiving and being deceived, there's an active misleading. There's a downward spiral in morality. And so as people are deceived, as immoral and evil people are deceived, they go further and further into deception. And they need to be saved. And so while on the outside, it looks like, oh, well, they're getting money, they're getting power, they're getting influence. Oh, the world is being run by all these people. That seems like rewards. No, they're being rewarded in the kingdom of darkness. And there's a deeper and deeper deception that is coming upon them. That's why we need to be sober and not lured in by the deception of sin, the deception of the world, because that's what sin does. And oftentimes when we're going through persecution, we can say it'd be so much easier to be in the world. It'd be so much easier to be worldly. But no, we need to fight the deception of sin that lies and says easier is better. Easier is better, that the persecution, that the trials are not worth it. And so friends, I want to encourage you, and Paul will encourage us tomorrow, stay, endure, be faithful, cling on to your faith, cling on to your hope during the persecution. And if you've never been persecuted, if you've never been rejected for your faith, not in a depressing way, but it's coming. And so God wants to do with us, friends, as he wants to deepen us in our security in him, to say, I don't have to be worried about what comes against me, because I am in the hands of the Lord. And so I can face what is to come. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.